The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Mike Hobart. This week, Wade in the Water. In 1964, the British blues rock musician Graham Bond was interviewed by the London music publication Melody Maker. When asked about his debut album, The Sound of 65, he didn't bother toning down his usual brash certainty. Explaining why, he had opened and closed the tune, Wade in the Water, by ghosting a Bach cantata on Hammond organ, Bond, a sax and organ player, was blunt. He said, "We're playing the blues of today, and I can get away with playing practically anything." The unnamed men and women who might have sung the original spiritual, out of which Bond's raucous account grew, couldn't, however, play anything they wanted. In mid-19th century America, Wade in the Water's biblical references to the Israelites' flight out of Egypt were reputedly pulled into service as code to help slaves planning to escape. "Who's that girl dressed in white? Wade in the water. Must be the children of the Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water." Harriet Tubman, who was a former slave and leading conductor on the so-called Underground Railroad that helped slaves escape in the 1850s, is said to have sung the spiritual at innocent-seeming gatherings. The lyrics, as used, were intended to remind would-be fugitives to take to the water to throw pursuing bloodhounds off the scent. In 1866, a school named after the abolitionist General Clinton B. Fisk, called the Fisk Free Coloured School, opened in Tennessee. The school, which is now a historically black university, swiftly fell into debt. To raise money in the 1870s, it mounted a successful tour by a group of students known as the Fisk Jubilee Singers, who performed traditional spirituals, including Wade in the Water, to white and black audiences alike. The singers also helped bring credence to spirituals as a concert form. In 1901, the song was published for the first time in a collection of the Fisk Jubilee Singers' work. The preface hoped the book would be useful, especially as, to quote, "it has been found almost impossible for the Caucasian to successfully catch and reproduce the peculiarly characteristic rhythm and harmony of melodies of this type." We'll never know the exact cadences and rhythmic inflections of the originals that were sung by slaves. The scratchy field recordings made of Wade in the Water by folk song collector John Lomax for the Library of Congress in 1939 and 1940 might provide a clue. These recordings cemented the song in the folk repertory, but by then, the Fisk Jubilee Singers and their songbooks had spawned the rich harmonies, the call-and-response patterns, and the swooping bass of commercial gospel. The first recorded version of Wade in the Water, which was by the Sunset Four Jubilee Singers in 1925, was typical of the gospel genre. A recording from 1939 by gospel group The Charioteers was even glossier, and by the time the Golden Gate Quartet recorded the song in 1948, individual voices were prominent, prefiguring the doo-wop groups of the rock and roll era.
Why don't you wait in the water? Why don't you wait in the water?
Wade in the Water entered the soul jazz repertory in the late 1950s. When musicians took to quoting the first bars of the melody while soloing on other tunes, they were alluding to the song's coded past life, using it as a signifier to the hip and racially conscious. The first modern jazz recording was a swaggering arrangement by Johnny Griffin's Big Soul Band in 1960. By 1965, Graham Bond had hold of the song. The album version was short, but when it was performed live, it could take 10 minutes before bassist Jack Bruce and drummer Ginger Baker slammed in with gritty R&B and a template for heavy rock trio Cream. A version recorded a year later by jazz group the Ramsey Lewis Trio would become a long-standing club classic and a Northern Soul staple, with its opening brass fanfare, driving tambourine, soul-stirring handclap, and joyful piano. Secular vocal versions of Wade in the Water include Marlena Shaw's jaunty 1966 cover, which was another Northern Soul favourite, under the title Let's Wade in the Water. Veering straight off message, Shaw declares, "You know you got me sailing from midnight to dawn." The original lyrics were bound to appeal to Big Mama Thornton, the original hound dog singer, who never could pass by a double entendre. When she recorded it in 1968, she sang, "See that girl dressed in white? She liked to wade all night." Lewis, who played Ronnie Scott's club in London in February 2016, still performs Wade in the Water when he tours. And in March this year, PJ Harvey drew on the original lyrics of Wade in the Water to build the chorus of her anti-pollution song River Anacostia, thus keeping the song's roots in protest alive.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.